Hi, everybody. Well, this is our paranormal show, Creation Lights Your Feeling. And the day today, if you don't know that, if you're live, is June 8th, 2018. Got a couple of dates in there. Let's clear the date for everyone. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that sounds pretty good. Feels great. And let's energize your light being on your monitor screen, and then we'll take away a situation that you may not like away from you. So let's do the light being activation, bringing peace to you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have something going on in your life that you don't like, something got to you, upset you today, maybe you slammed your finger in the car door or something and got an owie. I'll do a special one for owies here, but we'll do the first one here. Getting rid of your situation, the one timeline that you're viewing right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a physical problem and you have pain, I'll do a pain clearing. Then I'll do entities. Here we go. Releasing energy from your pain body for what you're dealing with. Oh, and it could be something from the past, and you're out of pain now even. But the pain still could be lurking there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And now we'll get the entities that came in that are taking away your life force energy as you're in pain. So here we go, releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And this is paranormal. I guess we'll clear away entities, or I should say, actually, you are an entity, but we'll, a different name, we'll clear away the aliens that are in your house, in your body, alongside of you, ones that want to leave here. This is their free bus ticket out. So, leaving Hotel California. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I just left. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think 30. Let me get a green tier. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And you might hear a thank you from them on the way out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okie doke. So we'll get our co-host on tonight. Are you out of the BBS studios, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out of the green room and sipping on the light code activated wellness water that you so graciously provide us during the conference calls that you hold weekdays and weekends. And I find that if I drink this water while the healings are going on, especially the live healings you do on the show, it seems to help the healings integrate my spirit back into my body, as well as, of course, you know, hydrating my body to give it what it needs as the light codes are activated for my personal blueprint. So I'm enjoying my water, and I hope other people who listen to your conference calls are enjoying theirs too while they the show is live and during their healings and during the conference calls as well. That's why Ron makes the water for us, has it available, because it's so very important. And, you know, now if you miss the conference calls and you want the water, which is strongly recommended, Ron offers a variety of water types for sale on his website, creationlightship.com. So I just wanted to mention that because it's not too late to order some water for a dollar and get it coded to what you think you need, and it will be get a glass of water, and it will be activated for you, and you can have some too. So today, Ron, as you said, is Friday, June 8, 2018, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2, and it's Creation Lightship Healings you're listening to with our host, Ron Amatron. And Ron just cleared us of some emotional issues we might be going through, and the date today, which had those crazy eights in it. And sometimes we have this different kind of an energy on Fridays. It's like a fantastic Friday, or even sometimes called a freaky Friday. It's got energy. And so Ron cleared out any alien life forms that might be around us or in us to leave the planet and us for good, never to bother anyone again. Right, Ron? They're gone, right?
Yep, the ones that took off are gone. They won't be back.
They're gone for good. Okay. So tonight, Ron, is what we call our Paranormal Questions Night, and some listeners know that, and they sent some emails in specifically for tonight's show. So I've got a few of those. Now, if someone else wants to send one in, and also to write to Ron during this show or any show, because we do have another show tomorrow night, Saturday, same station 2, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So you can, something might jog your memory while you're listening to the shows, and you can write in. And so the address to write is the same as we've had since the beginning of May, clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And the fast chat feedback form is available on Ron's radio page on the BBS Radio. It's called Form Submission, Option 2. And while you're on that page, take a look at the tabs up above, because the moderators and the webmasters are always good about posting new things or handy things to know that are discussed during the show that people want to keep or have to be able to retrieve or to print or just look at. There's a lot of reminders and tips in there. So check out those tabs while you're on the form page. So, Ron, should we go into any announcements of your upcoming conference calls, or do you want me to proceed with inbox submissions?
Let's go to the inbox. It was
cooked. Oh, okay. All right. Let me start with the paranormal question.
Hey.
So it's really a testimonial, but maybe they want validation too. I just read this. Says he's been doing healings for 6 years. He still had tightness in his neck and pain. He just couldn't move. He purchased the Removal of Alien Attack, Eliminating Alien Attack page, the clearing you have online, and he went to the shape shifter option part. He says, I always thought I would not need this, and it was not relevant to me, but it turns out I had two vampire energies, one on my neck and one on the back of my shoulder. My mind could not believe this was real. It made a huge difference to my pain and tension. I also had a red eye devil that I released on the clearing. That was a huge relief to me. Then he proceeds to thank you. So, Ron, I think maybe, too, if you could validate that he had these shapeshifters on him, and did he get them all off?
Yeah. First thing I'll say, yes. Yeah, I have run into the red-eyed devils. Basically, physically. You know, in the physical here. We had to get rid of them. They're probably more afraid of me than I was afraid of them. But, yeah, I did see physical red-eyed devils. And so I got rid of them. I dealt with them. And so I'll talk about one of my paranormal things. Watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear this, thump, 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 thump. There's somebody jumping on the ceiling. You go, what the heck is that? So I come out of the room and looking around, you know, and trying to figure out what it could be. And that was pretty weird. But, you know, I just feel that it's just Earth here. and weird things do happen. But yeah, I've had a lot of experiences that I probably forgot most of them naturally. But yeah, so as far as this person with those, yeah, I that's still pretty much correct. I'd give you probably a 95% thing. You have one more energy if you're listening tonight, and I'll do this for everybody also. There's one that is attached, I can't say it's the second vertebrae from the atlas or third. There's something in there. So here we go. I'm going to take this out of everybody. And as we're moving more into the new Earth, we're able to see more of what is wrong with us, you know. Before, there's so much that it was very cloudy and it was hard to perceive situations and problems. And now that the new Earth is here, jumping back and forth, you can see, oh, what's that thing on there? I'm going to take this off. This is some type of alien implant, and it'll be probably released from you from the back side. Oh, here we go. And I'm doing the combination for everybody. Looks like everybody has one. It feels like the same energy to me, which means that it was probably put on maybe for the 1900s, we'll say. Born in the 1900s have this. Here we go, coming out. And the first clip came out. Okay, next part of the lock here. Yep, that came out. And I got to push the combination in. There we go. Number three. And number four, here it comes. It's coming out. There it goes. Just left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's gone. See if you have any comments on people. All of a sudden, I got three times the saliva in my mouth. So back to you, Kathy.
Sounds like you just, if I'm not mistaken, removed five alien implant energies from our vertebrae.
Yeah. It was attached to the vertebrae, and I think it was preventing people from having maybe more fluid in their mouth and more saliva. So we'll see. If some of you have a problem or had a problem sleeping at night, you know, when you have dry mouth or something, this may correct that for you. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, dry mouth is a big issue. There's even products people can buy to alleviate it. Oh, that's great, Ron. Well, Ron's asking everyone who might have felt something, check with your body and write to Ron if you felt that relief. Again, to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or through the fast chat feedback form, which will go directly to Ron's inbox here for the radio show. Thanks for doing that, Ron. Now, you know, you mentioned while you were explaining that as we move into the new Earth, we're going to be able to see more what bothers us. There's going to be more revelations, I guess, personally. And apparently this person had that also. I mean, they experienced this because he just said he never thought he would need the shapeshifter option of the alien attack removal page. Yet, turns out, he did. So that, to me, is kind of validating.
Well, I'm going to do tomorrow. We have a Saturday call tomorrow, correct, Kathy?
Yeah, tomorrow it starts.
So that's the Saturday call when we start that,
yes.
And each Sundays. On the call tomorrow, I'm going to probably devote an hour to brain partitions, okay? As there's a couple of people that need that desperately. So I'm going to add that to the call tomorrow.
Oh, great.
So if you want to have that experience, you know, you can get on the call, and I'll have it then. I'm going to do something a little different, so. Anyway, back to you.
So getting back to this paranormal topic on the alien attack elimination. So, Ron, would you recommend that people try to, if they felt something on the healing you just did, would you recommend they look into it further on the eliminating alien attack page as well?
I would suggest that, yeah, because that clearing has helped, you know, a lot of people who have had problems. I have people that see me, and they may not do any clearings, but they have heard about me over the years going to the expos, and they say they do that clearing. I don't ask them whatever else they've had, but they say they do that clearing every month, and it's about them sanity, you know, and a better life. Well, back to you.
Oh, absolutely true. So many testimonies about that healing, alien attack page. And, well, I do want to point out, Ron, that this person who's wrote to you says he's been doing the healings for 6 years with you. And now, we do get a lot of people asking you, what should I clear? What alien is bothering me? What's on me? But this person seemed to get it. They went right to the shapeshifter part. So I think that's really a credit to having so many of the blockages removed and being able to maybe look within or ask his spirit what he needed and to be able to find it and get it out and clear it. So it takes a little chipping away to get to the issue and clear it out.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know they have any problems, you know. So, you know, that's why we have them do the emotional clearing first. But most people, you know, they don't know about their mental body. They don't know about their fear body. And you could say, do you have any fear, you know? They'll probably tell you no. And then they do a clearing like the, you know, a whole lifetime fear clearing. And all my stuff drops away from them. They go, well, I didn't know I was in fear that much. So all the clearings, basically, are needed. There's probably, you know, half a dozen that everybody needs to have a better life. And, you know, so some people just come on the website and they just want to sample a thing here and there, and they're expecting a lot of results without having any of our protocols met. And, you know, they will have some help, you know, but, you know, you can't expect too much if you're emotional body is completely trashed, and so is your mental. But you're not going to go very far with just doing, you know, simple clearings now and then or the free ones, because it's not going to help you that much. You need to get rid of those other energies that are contaminating you. And, you know, that's the whole thing is, unfortunately, humanity is messed up here. So the emotional clearing is, people do that, they're just so relieved. Their life changes pretty much, you know, for the better, because, you know, they live in their emotional dramas and traumas. They keep recycling all these energies. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, that's something we've talked about a lot on all the radio shows, and it really helps to know all these things. And when Ron first got started, he created this alien, eliminating alien attacks, shapeshifters, and alien parasites page, and put a lot of verbiage into it, a lot of questions. It's a question and answer format. You don't have to buy the clearing even to read what Ron wrote to explain what's going on the planet. You know, just go into all the, not all, but, you know, just as much. For one page, it's kind of a lot on here. And it helps you to understand why these clearings were created, what's happening to us. It's all written here. And all about the alien control, the energetic attacks, alien implants, how we've been trapped and controlled by the dark side, imposters of the light that we've been following and bowing down to, and the light of the darkness, how they imitate the true source energy. And then he even outlines the differences between true light consciousness of creation and the artificial light within the darkness. And also addresses situations that people sometimes mention to Ron, that maybe they've done a couple clearings and they listen to the live radio shows and they hear people write in that they felt this and that and a release and this and that. And maybe they didn't feel anything. But, you know, that doesn't mean it didn't happen. So some people just are more energetically sensitive than others. and it's just in our genetics, or we're loaded down with densities, and we're just not sensitive any which way. That, you know, these are very delicate energetic frequencies that Ron releases from us. It's not a big thing. It's not a big chunk. They're just very subtle, and then it allows for our spirit to get into that spot that was being occupied by what Ron calls darkness, because it's not supposed to be there. So please, everyone who's, you know, having some issues and obstacles, read that page on the alien attack, shapeshifters, and parasites. It's available for anyone to read. There's even a couple of great videos that Ron included in there. Good job on this, Ron. This is way back when first got started. This is one of your main healings. That it was kind of like the go-to one, because he has like 10 options, and you can buy it for a 3 months use for I think, what is it, 150, and it just is so incredibly comprehensive. And you can use it all day. You can try to use it with 8 or 9 tabs, windows open, if you can handle that much. You know, probably not, but if your computer can handle that much. And you can remove a lot of energies overnight, especially, really helps a lot, because they're all invasive life forms. And he explains here that it requires many sessions and different kinds of categories and protocols to heal. And if you don't know what your healing should be, if you don't know what to choose, Ron has always advised us, go within, ask your spirit, and be still and wait for the answer. So, Ron, you mentioned just now, too, the healing protocols. So what are those? Let's remind the listeners, or tell the new ones, that Ron has, for our convenience, established healing protocols to follow in order to benefit and maximize from the benefit of the healings. So we wrote them down, us co-hosts, and the moderators posted them on the tabs page under reminders. Where we have the fast chat feedback form, there's tabs on the top in the gray area. If you click on reminders on the left, it will give you the 2018 healing protocol, and you can click on that. And it tells you very simple instructions, very short, and makes more sense to you to once you read this, and then listening to the shows will make more sense to you. So this was developed over, I don't know, Ron, how many years, almost 10, 11 years of radio shows. Finally got to this point where we started collecting all these things and putting them up online for everyone to read here on this website, because Ron's website is already so big and is dedicated to the clearings. Also on this reminders page is the new Earth Transport Clearing, which is what Ron created so we can store our online healings. And so that this way the light, the true light, can find and identify us upon ascension. So Ron created this so we can, as a storage system. And there is a username and a password, and you need not buy it online for a penny. That was only set up so we could get it online right away. But once we created these tabs on these pages here for the radio show, Ron just decided to give everyone the username and the password, no charge. It's just a link. So you'll have to go there and get the link, and it's no charge. You don't have to bother with going through the website to get it. Also on the tabs page, there's reminders of how to be integrated with your spirit, the mind-to-heart drop, how to increase your life force energy if you're having physical challenges and emotional depression. how to be in the moment. There's a lot of tutorials, how to stay on the CLS Now timeline, which will enable you to be on the new Earth and to be kept real as long as you're holding that frequency. And so there's a whole lot more on here. So I wanted to mention this, and Ron and I discussed this earlier, that because people are writing about some of the healings that they want to go, they want to take it to the next level. They want to know what they're if they're doing something right or wrong. And I'm not sure if they read these healing protocols. Okay, so if there's anything I missed, Ron, please go ahead, or I'll jump to the next email.
Yes, next email. So what happens is, when people come to the website and they start checking it out, a lot of people kind of like get overwhelmed because there's so much stuff there. And as you start looking at it, you realize that you probably relate, you know, to maybe 80% of it. And there's so many clearings in there. And you just do the basic ones that we talk about, maybe the first 4 to 6 ones. And then your life has changed, and you may not need all the other ones that you're reading. You can probably use it, but it's not like at first where you're overwhelmed, oh, God, I got this problem here, and there's a clearing for it, you know. A lot of the stuff starts to, you know, kind of, I won't say vanish, but you can deal and cope with life better. And if you want to look into the other ones, you know, fine. The problem with some people with when they reach the website is they're in desperate need of problems, you know, solving situations. And maybe you have some type of, you know, illness that, you know, you came to the website, heard about it, and you strictly want to work on that illness only, so you want to get, maybe you have pain, so you want to get a pain body, or, you know, some other clearing, you have anxiety and you want to get that. Well, you can't jump into that right off the bat until you do protocols that we have in order to have it help you, especially anything that deals with your physical body where you're dealing with the body not working correctly. You need to do the protocols before you go into, like, the body jumpstart clearing. You got to get some of that stuff done first because that causes your problem. So the website is there to take away densities, so you want to get the densities released from you. And emotional, mental, and fear are the main ones that you need. You could have, you know, anxiety or something else, but those are what you definitely need to have done before you jump into the other clearings for physical health issues and stuff, like the body jumpstart. Or maybe you're haunted by aliens, you know. The alien attack one will work, definitely, but you need to get rid of the stuff that's causing them to come to you, which is probably your emotions. So you need to release that stuff. So back to you, Kathy.
So in the inbox, we've got some comments from the alien implants in the spine release you did. And someone said here, Ron, I had a reaction of coughing. I felt a sensation in my chest area. What part of the elimination attack page do I focus on for that Atlas released? I just purchased it 2 days ago. Well, the one that the listener...
At this moment of seeing what's there, I can't tell you. Maybe some of the listeners who have it in front of them may know which...
Well, there's a section for alien implants, and they can just put on the other, and they can describe it.
That's good. So that was an implant that I released.
Mm-hmm. You said you released 5 implants.
Everybody born in the 1900s have it. I'm not saying people who were born in 2000s may not, but I was only looking at the 1900s as it was inserted. As far as time-wise, it looks like it got put in place. Elliot has dropped it in here or the timeline starting in about 1910 going forward. That's, it's been here for quite a while. But that one's released. I'm going to do one in the front of you, to help you out even more here. So this will be an implant that kind of connected to the one on the back of your spine. And it's about the same location, maybe the third vertebrae down from the atlas. And it also connects to the atlas. So here we go. Picking up this implant here. These are ones that look like combination locks. Or that lock's undone. That just got released there. And I got five more. These are pretty sophisticated here. Okay, next one, number three. There we go. And number four. There. Five. Got one more to get. There, I got that one. Okay, here we go. Take the implant out. I'll count to five so you can actually feel it leave you. I'll take it off slowly. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. That's released from you. Oh, we'll see how many people are feeling and kind of comments we get. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I'm feeling flushed, and I'm glad I have my light-coated water here to drink. Oh, I don't know if I could talk too well. So here's more comments. Great release. Thanks, Ron. I felt my neck jerk to the left four times. I coughed, and my mouth is full of saliva.
Yep, that proof's in the pudding there.
Someone else says that they've been sleeping very well, and now they never have dry mouth since they're offering a tip for changing your habits. They started taping their mouth closed at night. There's a special tape you can get for that. And anyway, this can be researched online and to learn about the health benefits of doing such things and the cautions, too. So it basically forces you to breathe through your nose like we're supposed to. And anyway, I think a lot of us do suffer from dry mouth all the time. So hopefully those clearings will help and you'll have more saliva back like you're supposed to.
Yep, we'll find out how people are in a couple of days. Okay, Kathy, what anything interesting coming in? The wires there?
Someone just letting you know they've got some allergies and wonder if it was some sort of an entity or they've tried a lot of different things. And medicine. So they're just wondering if they're having an allergic reaction, entity or an alien attacking them. It's got a lot of itching and dots.
It could be, I don't know if the aliens would do that or not, possibly. You know, I'd say a 20% chance max, but the entities would. So remember, entities need your energy remember, these are emotional bodies of dead people, just to be very simplistic here. And they come to you because they resonate with the problem that they had, they're living. And they look for somebody who's living now, their body's dead, longer here. They could be, 500 years old. And they're looking around for somebody that has a problem that they had when they lived. They connect to you, come into you, and attach to you and take away your energy so they can live. So yeah, if you have a problem, with a sinus problem, a nasal drip or something, yeah, you're going to be, getting entities attached to you who have that. Well, the entity clearing is great to do. And if you do that, you get the unlimited. And a one-time is great, but, if you're dealing with conditions, you probably want to do it maybe once a day. You do it for 5 minutes or something once a day, or pick some different times during the day to do it. Just a minute of clearing will help you out a whole bunch. So back to you.
Are you saying to do the entity clearing?
Yes, because entities, ones that you have with you, your invisible friends, we'll call it, may not be friendly to you, but anyway, these invisible creatures, we'll call them, entities, are with you because you're allowing them to feed off of you. You're the buffet table, and you're taking your energy from your problem that you're having. Once you get rid of imps, or it could come, normally once you get rid of first time, you may get rid of 90% of them, but you still have your problem, so they can still attach. I mean, I should say other ones could attach. So you want to keep on entities quite often.
Okay. Ron, would that be your advice for this next question? It seems like the theme tonight, after, as well as paranormal, is to help people pinpoint their causes of distress. And so this question is around someone experiencing serious pain with a sciatic nerve, which, as you know, is from the vertebrae. And this person's already done a lot of clearings around this issue. Skin, auric, clone release, conference calls, alien attack, implant, and entities released. So they used to be fine, and all of a sudden this came. So they're wondering if this is an implant around the nerve.
Well, let's see if it is. Oh, if you have any back problems there. Hip problems, let's release the energy. So we'll look for implants here. I'm working with each and every one of you separately, even though, you know, I'm talking in general during this call. So remember, I can be in more than one place at one time. I live out of time. So here we go. Boy, a lot of energy there. So I'm taking away implants right now. Some are physical screws that I'm seeing. Attached to something else. So let's just release it here. So I'll count to 10. It feels some release in your legs, hips, back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's just see if that's helping you. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, now another person purchased the elimination of eliminating alien attack page, and last night they ran the robotic body movements portion of it. That's one of the options you have. They set it for 600 minutes, and they felt uncomfortable in their sleep. And they just wanted you to know that while in the sleep state, they had a vision of black lines in. They say, black lines in my hands and fingers. I was aware that I was shocked by it. And when I woke up, my hands felt tight, and my thumb joints were painful. So they wanted you to know that. Is that part of the robotic body movement release, or are they just especially sensitive?
It could be. I was just thinking of doing hydraulic hoses from people and fiber optics and leaky holes. So let's just try this here. If you have a condition, remember, I did a call on this here, maybe a couple calls, where you had hydraulic hoses that had problems. So pick a location in your body that you're dealing with. If you do have a lower back pain or something, and let's take away the leaky hydraulic hoses and that fluid that's in them that's causing discomfort. Be swelling. So here we go. Taking away the hoses now that are having a problem. Here we go. Where these are put on inside of you and around you. Here we go. Those got released. Taking away the fluid that they were there to be used. And you could probably do, if you, I would not recommend doing this, but you probably have. Some people probably already researched the super soldiers in the future, you know, that militaries have. And these people have these hoses and stuff connected to them also. So go. Taking out the fluid now. Oh, boy. Weird smell to it. Out. So I think I got most of it out. So we'll just see if that helps you. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, you just took out the hydraulic hoses and fluid. You mentioned that we could pick a location in our body and maybe where we had swelling. But would that also work for if we had some stiffness?
Yes, it could, uh-huh.
Like joint stiffness.
Yeah,
that
I can do that
to be
for
another...
joints. I'll do it for joints now for people where the leaky hoses are, you know, going into your joints and there's a problem there. Here we go. Some more on it here. Okay, that feels good to me. There, okay. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, everyone, if you want to submit your experience here, what Ron just cleared for us and the joints as well, to CLS questions at bbsradio.com or through the fast chat feedback form. And Ron has kindly cleared us of a lot of junk tonight. That was very unexpected and much appreciated, Ron. So you mentioned this, the super soldiers, but I'd like to read a letter to you. Someone wrote about a few days ago. I think it was Wednesday a week ago. You announced that you were going to relieve us of duty if we were enlisted with the special elite time-traveling soldiers. And so the person wrote that since then, they've been sleeping better at night and feeling more refreshed and energized. They've also taken time off to start working out again, training, and eating better so that they'll be more prepared for any future battles. Will you let us know when we are going to resume our duties?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Okay. So now this person's wondering if you have any suggestions for clearings they could do for trouble with decision making. Now, they have done a lot of the clearings and the healing protocol, but they find themselves overcomplicating things and getting some major self-doubt and brain fog when they have to make a decision. This must be like big decisions.
The IQ clearing and the education, they're both just wonderful clearings. I have people who do those once a month at the unlimited version, and once a month they'll put it on and do that. And it gives you more mental clarity. So that might be, you know, way to help yourself.
Yeah, and that self-doubt, too, is that associated with fear?
Yeah, I would probably say fear would be one major thing, maybe anxiety or fear or trauma, you know, but fear, everybody has some type of fear typically.
Yeah, we all have fear of the unknown. It's time to when it's time to make decisions.
You might think maybe doing the mind loop one clearing, if something, you know, is kind of recycling off and on. And if you do have a big recycling of an event, maybe every couple weeks or so, do the, systematic event, problematic event clearing or something.
Uh-huh.
That one, that's a barcode put on you so that you're automatically given something that's difficult for you to deal with. And it recycles or shows up, you know, similar problem, different face or different name or something, you know, or different situation, but it's always very similar. So that could be a barcode put on you to have you fail. And that gets recycled throughout your lifetime.
Yeah, this is something we hear a lot, Ron. They've done a lot of clearings, and then they want to know what to do next because, they're facing obstacles that are beyond their control. And so you have mentioned you did create that recurring problematic event barcode removal clearing for such a thing, and the mind loop one clearing. Now, if they buy the mind loop one clearing, and in the place where they put their name, they run it for their name and their life. It's a whole life clearing. And how would they then clear a particular situation, or I mean, the recurring thought that they're having, or the recurring doubt on that clearing?
I'd use the mind loop one. That's what that one's for. When you get the same words inside of your head, you know, recycling.
You put the words in the incident box?
Yeah, you would, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just want to mention this to people because it comes up frequently when people buy a clearing. There's lots of ways to use a whole life clearing. You need to use the incident box for what it is that's what you're writing to Ron about. Just put those words.
Yeah, the only way to work is if you, you know, state what the situation is, you know. When we go to the light shift flight tomorrow night, you need to request what you want to have worked with because, you know, it's your problem. Everything else is viewed as being perfect. Even though you're suffering, it can't say, fix me completely. You need to indicate what your problem is. And the more simple it is, the better. So, just curious, a lot of people have talked about when they have their charged water. And I know Walmart sells these water containers that's glass and has a little spigot on the bottom of them. But a lot of people have mentioned that when we do the water charging, they end up having a lot of bubbles in their glass container. Just wondering if anybody else out there, if the bubbles change sizes. Remember a long time ago, I was doing a conference call, and I charged water. It was actually the weekly water. One person stated that they ended up with a bubble size of a quarter on the bottom of their water container, and it sat there continuously, you know, as they're drinking their water, pouring water out, it stayed there. That was kind of interesting. I just wondered if anyone else has had, strange experiences with their water containers, maybe different size bubbles. I know they do taste different for each day. But back to you, Kathy.
And I wonder, Ron, if it matters if the water container is glass or plastic or like a crock, or if it's glass that's tinted. And you can't really see through it. Maybe people don't notice because they can't really see the water.
Yeah, most people that have communicated with me normally always have glass versus plastic instead of plastic, and they use clear so they can see what's inside of the container. But people have probably used, you know, colored, you know, that they have those brownish colored glass. But I think most people use the clear. Maybe the ones that are brownish color won't react to sunlight. I don't know. But anyway, it depends where you have your container. So back to you.
Well, I'll have to start paying more attention to my water as well because I just know it tastes really, really good. And I like the way my body likes the way it makes it feel. So another inbox letter for you, Ron. This person was on Sunday's conference call, in which you closed down all the chakras. So they would like to keep them permanently closed. In using a clearing you have, the alien cording chakra disconnection clearing, the alien crown chakra cording disconnection clearing is what it's called. that's a whole life clearing, and they there is a whole life clearing for unlimited chakra clearings. So they wanted to know if running those two clearings Will those end up opening the chakras you had closed? Or will they just remove alien energies from the chakras?
Yeah, it removes the alien energies from the chakras and balances out.
But those aliens don't close the chakras, do they? You have to command them close, right?
You can specify that after your name to close your chakras, and that would happen.
You can put after your name to close your chakras?
Yeah, you could do that, and you probably want to do that daily.
Okay. You have said also in the past, too, that we could command our spirit to close our chakras, but wouldn't that be have to be individual chakras, or would the spirit understand you mean all of them?
That's hard to say.
Yeah. So that's why the online clearings are really the best bet, as well as
yes.
the conference calls when Ron does those. Ron, will you be doing that? I know you're in the moment, but it sounds like this is like the second or third question you've gotten about this, and it sounds like people really liked having their chakras permanently closed when you did that, or just at least closed during the conference call.
I could do that right now for people. So here we go. You may need to get the clearing. Keep it closed. We'll see. Let's do them all at one time, so I'll just count to 10. And at 10, they'll all be closed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. So they're closed now, and you should feel your body arching up more.
Wow, that's great. So we just got a testimony in, Ron, from the person who requested the... you released their implant of a sciatic nerve on their hips, and she wrote to thank you so much because it was a wonderful release in my back. I can feel the energy fluttering back into my lower back, and I'm walking with ease again. Well, that's terrific.
Yeah, wonderful, know, great.
Yeah, because that sciatic nerve pain is really tough. It's really hard. Someone else wrote, Ron, I'm feeling more flexible in my walk. My left leg feels heavier than my right leg. Oh, that was on the hoses release. The hydraulic hoses release.
Okay, I'll do the other leg now. So if you feel a little out of balance, do your other leg or other arm or something. Here we go. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. That's a working process now. Probably feel a difference in about 5 minutes.
Thank you so much on behalf of the listeners. And, Ron, it's 56 after. So maybe we can make a few announcements about your upcoming calendar and the conference calls that you've got planned for those who are interested in doing more of these terrific healings. And Ron's webmasters are keeping the creationlightship.com website updated. So if you have questions about the conference calls, please do go to the website. They're right on the top. So Ron has what we call a body organ restoration healing conference call on June 16th, which is next Saturday, and a spirit retrieval, spirit in the box. Ron finds our spirit in the box that's been locked up, stolen and locked. And he does a healing call on that. It's the second one, I think. He did one last year around April. But that's going to be on June 30th, which is the last Saturday of the month. And for those of you who are on, who signed up for Ron's email newsletter, you got a, on June 3rd, Ron sent a announcement about this special session, Spirit in the Box, Spirit Retrieval. And the details are on that, and there are some testimonials. But I'll read it briefly. It says, it starts at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. It's a three-hour healing call. It's $50 per attendee. You can register through Ron's website on his calendar page, on his events page, and sign up through PayPal, and your call-in number will be emailed to you. And so if you did not receive that, and if you did not receive the newsletters or any of the newsletters, you'll want to please go to Ron's website and get your email address onto his system for the newsletters.
And also, the once you pay for it, I'm going to scroll down, and it'll also say return to merchant. Return to merchant should also give you the phone number and the PIN number for that particular event that you have paid for.
Yes, there's one more click you have to do, and you'll get should get two emails, a receipt and then the one confirming with the phone numbers and the PIN access code through your email. So on the nice newsletter event announcement that Ron emailed to everybody, there were some testimonials. And in addition to that, Ron, I'd like to read, if I may, a few more that came in from last year's call that are different than the ones on your newsletter announcement.
Great. Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, well, let me go ahead with the longer one first, so bear with me. A little bit more detail. It gives people an idea what the Spirit in the Box retrieval is all about. Ron, thank you so very, very much for that needed spirit out of the box clearing. I have so many testimonies, it's impossible to cover it all here. I felt my spirit merging with my body. I feel very alive. I've been touching my body as if it was the first time. I feel so alive. I am walking less without a cane. I feel complete and whole. It is so much easier to do the mind-to-heart drop and be in peace. I am exercising. My thoughts are clear. Every day, for several minutes, I am grateful to Ron and the Creation Lightship Light Beings for getting back my spirit. Ron, you must truly be from Source Energy. I've had many, many blessings, and I cannot thank you enough. Next letter. Spirit in the Box testimonial. As I am integrating the Spirit in the Box call, I am increasingly solid, stable, and whole. I am calm and unified in myself. As my spirit comes in, old gunk has been releasing from my cells to make room. I am assimilating more light at a steady rate. Let me see if there's any more. Unless you want to do some other things, Ron. Okay, well, there is one more short one because it's 1 minute after. Ron, I really appreciate the 8-hour call and the Spirit in the Box retrieval call. I'm feeling a lot more centered and a little less overwhelmed. I don't have pain in my knees today. I thank you for your support in all I'm going through. It was an all dark side setup, and now I have to reverse these damages and all these major stressors. I'm working on it. At least I know when I make my transition, I'm ready to go at any time now and live in the universe of light. Okay, Ron, I'll leave it at that, and thank all the listeners for sending in your letters, comments, and testimonials about all the fantastic, phenomenal healings Ron did tonight. If you'd like to write some more testimonials, please do so, and they'll be read on tomorrow, Saturday's show. So thanks again, Ron, on behalf of everyone, and back to you for any last-minute announcements or healings you'd like to do.
I see some people a shoulder condition of something. What it is, I don't know, but I'm seeing shoulder pain, dislocation, could be just something. Anyway, I'll do a shoulder healing. The first takeaway, pain. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you got to indicate what shoulder you want to have worked on. You could put your hand on that shoulder, or maybe they're both kind of messed up, one hand in each. Okay, and we have amputees now that are attached to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. They're gone. And now we're going to be working on your shoulders themselves. So count to 100 to do that. See if I can give you some relief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. This sort of pop from somebody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Another pop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Let that energy just settle in. Have a condition, just maybe lay back, maybe in a chair on your bed. About 15 minutes, you should have, I would hope, some wellness coming your way. So we'll do the mind and heart chop, everybody. So, and again, thank you, listeners. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. The mind and heart chop, here we go. Say it out loud. I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head. Help them into my heart. And make me real. Here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. We'll take this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Should be at peace right now. So blessings, everybody. We'll see you later. And hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow, the 4th. Or it'll be, I think it's a 3-hour call or 4-hour call on Saturday here. And we're going to be doing the Ascension Healings plus 1 hour of working with you or brain partitions. It could even be longer than that. We'll see. So do brain partitions on the call tomorrow. Blessings, everybody. See you later. Good evening.